Fertility and technology have finally met. Imagine swiping left or right on your smartphone to choose your child, or scrolling through Facebook and Craigslist for a sperm donor. It's already happening. And as with anything dealing with the conception of a child, there are certainly a lot of ethical and medical concerns. But some women and couples who desperately want to have a child, they've bypassed traditional sperm banks and technology for a more, I guess you'd say, personal way of conceiving. I'll never forget reading about these 11 women in England. They've gone to 58-year-old Raymond Hull for help. Hull claims that he's fathered 22 children with these women. Wow, could you imagine? 22 kids. But thanks to technology, non-traditional methods are taking over in the conception department. I'm sure by now you're used to getting your laundry detergent, your shoes, and groceries online. So why not some sperm? It's a little crazy to think that a vial of the liquid gold could be delivered to your door alongside all your groceries and paper towels. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando. And in this Commando On Demand podcast, I thought it was just so fascinating. We're going to talk about how technology has changed the way that sperm banks do business. Why going through Facebook, Craigslist, or other social media sites, people are doing it, but it's crazy. It's risky. And we're going to talk about a new home testing tech kit for men. Later on, some apps from procreation entrepreneurs. You're not going to believe these.
Brought to you in part by our friends at Dreamstime, the world's largest stock photo and video community. The right image, anywhere, anytime. Download the most relevant and current images and videos today for only 20 cents each or for free. Visit dreamstime.com. That's DREAMSTIME. Dreamstime.com.
Sperm banks are really nothing new. They've been around since 1952. I actually found the history of them interesting. You see, what happened, two Iowa doctors, they mastered this entire process of freezing sperm. They thawed it out, and they used it to help people conceive. Three babies were born that winter from thawed sperm. Now, remember, I said this is in Iowa. It seems like an unlikely place, but the state is known, think about it, for extensive animal research. Specifically, the artificial insemination of dairy cows. It's been going on since the 1930s.
My name is Frederick Andreasen. I am with Seattle Sperm Bank.
We've come a long way since 1952, but technology hasn't changed everything when it comes to how sperm banks do business.
What has not changed so much due to technology is the way how the labs operate the processing of the specimen. While it has evolved a little bit, not as much as maybe you would have thought for during the period of time that sperm banks have existed.
What really has changed is the testing.
There's infectious disease testing. There's also the genetic testing, which is a very hot topic at this point, because what technology allows us to do to perhaps not eliminate, but at least minimize the impact of genetic diseases.
And of course, a huge change is the way that these sperm banks actually reach customers.
How we interact with them, with the information we can provide over the internet. And the third piece of technology's impact is how sperm donors can connect, you know, that are not necessarily connected to a sperm bank, and also, you know, reach potential customers or patients via the internet.
While a sperm bank has been the typical way to get a specimen, some folks are turning to Facebook, Craigslist, and other social media platforms to find donors on their own.
The same platforms allow us to reach out to potential sperm donors, which is a very, very difficult process in general to reach not only people who are willing and able, but are potentially good matches for patients out there. Just to clarify first, using Facebook and Craigslist and other sources of technology to connect sperm donors with us, for example, or any other sperm bank that is licensed and registered, that is perfectly fine. I'm all in favor of reaching out to people any way, shape, or form.
It makes sense. Not going through a licensed and registered sperm bank can be risky, since, again, you have this high level of testing. It's done at the banks that, of course, probably isn't done through donors on Facebook or Craigslist.
The risks are enormous. You don't know what they're screened for. There could be anything from the STDs, HIV, genetic issues, all kinds of potential issues that they're not screened for.
And because of technology, people can connect with others quicker and more efficiently.
These people find each other a lot easier as opposed to, 10, 15 years ago, it would be through the Yellow Pages, and I don't think that would have been as likely to happen. It's not how they connect that is the problem, it's that they do it in the way that they just can't really keep either party safe from doing that.
And there doesn't seem to be a shortage of donors. I recently went on Craigslist and came across a bunch of ads offering money for sperm. For example, there's an ad out of California that says, earn up to $4,000 in 6 months. Become a sperm donor. Another one from New York City says, sperm donors wanted for a Manhattan-based sperm bank. Healthy males between the ages of 19 and 28 must live within the New York City area. Then, of course, I'm sure you're bound to find individual ads if you keep looking. There's a lot of problems down the road with individuals connecting with individuals because these sperm banks test for all types of diseases. They're licensed, they're regulated by the federal government. Aside from this, think about it. There's a huge liability issue.
If you're meeting up with a Joe sperm donor online and you decide to purchase or be given a free sample from him, you end up having a child. Essentially, that person is the father, and he would be responsible financially. And I mean, it goes both ways. So there's a lot of reasons why people should not connect.
Some people use Facebook and Instagram and other social media sites because they think it's cheaper than actually going to a sperm bank. While that may be true, there's not much difference in cost, and I'd say it's worth the extra money because of all the precautions in place at the sperm donor centers.
An example, let's say that there are some sperm donors out there that market themselves, and they may charge a couple of $100s. I've seen that figure, $200 is what you charge. That is less expensive. We sell our samples for about $600 in general.
The process is just like one-click shopping. You go to a sperm bank website, you find your donor, and click to order.
We ship to people's homes with approval of a doctor. We ship it directly to their homes, and people can do home insemination. That means you don't have any more costs than the $600 that you're purchasing with us from. If you're purchasing from Joe Donor online, you're looking at, let's just say, $200. Your success rate will be a lot less with those donors because they're not necessarily screened from a fertility perspective.
The internet makes it easy to order in the privacy of your own home. Sperm banks exist in all parts of the United States and around the globe. They're pretty easy to find. But many people are actually against this type of business.
If they're against sperm banking, they feel like the commercialization of sperm banking is not what they believe in, then I don't think that they should be using a sperm donor at all.
Now, you have to remember, the majority of people who want to conceive, they go to a doctor. They have a fertility consultation. And they do it that way. And coming up, we're going to walk you through the step-by-step process of finding a donor and then tell you what else they screen for. We're also going to talk about the criteria needed to be a donor. You might be interested in that, as well as a new product that allows guys to test their sperm at home.
Thanks to SimpliSafe, protecting your family is simple. Get 10% off at SimpliSafeChem.com. That's SimpliSafeChem.com.
This must be where you made the milkshake.
We weren't making milkshakes. We're making the most fully developed human the world has ever seen.
Okay, so how do you work with an online sperm bank? I mean, it's not like Amazon.com for sure. The first step is to find one online that you want to do business with. I spoke to Seattle Sperm Bank. It requires $50 in order to have access to information about 200 to 300 donors. In addition to disease testing, they also dive deep into the donor's background.
The $50 would give you unlimited access to all the information about these donors, which includes the medical history of their families, three generations. It includes pictures of the donors when they're babies. It includes audio interviews, personality testing, staff impressions about the donors, etc. So there is about 40 to 50 pages of information plus audio about each and every donor, so you can find out probably more than you would ever think that you could about each donor.
As you can see, there's a lot of information there.
I always say that you will know more about your donor than what my wife knows about me. So it's actually a really good and safe and healthy way to have children. The biggest challenge is always finding out which donor to use. And there we have a great variety of ethnicities, personalities, height and weight and age, anything that you can imagine.
Of course, the goal is to help people make the right decision. since it's a difficult one to make. The website actually guides you through the process to make it as easy as possible. When logging on to get all the information about the donor, you'll initially see the first name and the ID number of the donor, information about his eye color, hair color, his height, weight, ethnicity, education, occupation, and blood type. Remember though, you have to first pay a fee. But if you're looking for a donor with specific qualities, you can simply type those qualities into a search window and then click on Find Match. It's just like buying anything else online. At the Seattle Sperm Bank site, they have a featured donor of the month. This comes complete with a huge description. Sometimes the bank offers a promotion. For example, the Sperm Bank was offering a buy one vial, get one free if you choose the featured donor. And like other online shopping sites, you'll find customer service favorites, like the top five donor choices. The website also includes their picks for the top five athletes. There's even a category for physicians, dentists, and medical residents. And there's also a page for musicians and younger donors. A childhood photo of the donor is included with all of the above categories. And again, think about other online shopping sites. We're talking about sperm here. On this site, you find testimonials, kind of like reviews, and even free photo matching. You send the sperm bank a list of 2 to 6 of your favorite donors from the donor list, with up to 3 color photos. The photos can be of yourself or your partner. The staff is then going to select a donor who most resembles the photos that you submitted. Now, if there's no clear match, the staff will suggest other donors who might be a better match. This doesn't take long, usually about 3 business days. You also have to let the sperm bank know if you have any preferences to consider during the photo matching process, such as race, ethnic preferences, height, weight, skin tone, eye color, hair color, and so on. The next step is to fill out all the related paperwork. The purchase, semen, and storage agreement outlines the step-by-step instructions of the agreement, and then they tell you how to use the donor sperm. This all has to be filled out even before your sample's shipped to you. If you're picking up your order from their office or having it shipped to a location that's not a clinic, such as your home, you also have to fill out more forms. These include written authorization from your doctor or licensed healthcare professional that you are under their care. The forms are mandatory before you can receive a specimen. Okay, now it's time to order. Again, just like any other online shopping site, all major credit cards are accepted. Another decision that must be made is in deciding an open ID donor or an anonymous donor. The Seattle Sperm Bank primarily uses open ID donors. And then once a decision is made, the next step is deciding whether to use a clinic or if you're just going to do the whole deal at home. Before any sample is shipped, you must sign another form agreeing that the donor is not liable for any child support. So once all the logistics are worked out and you've signed everything that you needed to sign, it's time for shipping.
People can order it the same day prior to 1 o'clock. We ship it out the same day, and we usually do a 2-day shipping. So it's actually very, very simple and easy. The sample gets to your home or to the clinic. The thawing process is very simple. If someone is doing this themselves, they will have all the instructions.
Okay, so we just talked about how to buy sperm online. How do you donate it?
That's probably the most difficult part of what we do here, is to recruit the best sperm donors that we can. So first and foremost, the FDA, who controls and regulates everything about tissue banking and sperm banking, they require the donors to be between the age of 18 to 40. So basically you have to be 18 to 39 when you start the program.
So how much can you make as being a sperm donor? You're not going to get rich. About $70 a donation.
I'm Greg Sommer. I'm the founder and chief scientific officer at Track Fertility.
The Track Male Fertility Testing System is a device that recently launched online. They say the goal is to help guys improve their reproductive health so they can hopefully conceive naturally. They actually send a small centrifuge to your home. With Greg's device, men don't need to send in their sample. It sells for just under $200 and comes with instructions on everything that needs to be done. And guess what? It even has a free mobile app that helps you understand your results. And it works on a Fitbit too. In addition to Track Fertility, Greg has another website that, well, once you hear the name of it, you're going to laugh.
Don'tcookyourballs.com is an educational site we started several years ago. And we built that site to take a little bit of a different approach. It's very scientific, it's very medical and comprehensive, but it's also lighthearted and it has some humor and edginess to it. with the goal being to knock down those barriers to talking about this problem. You know, this is something that people struggle to talk about with friends and family, and even amongst a couple, it can be difficult to raise the issue.
There are a lot of procreation entrepreneurs out there. There's even a simple attachment called Yo Sperm Test. It works on an iPhone, and it analyzes semen at home. It costs around $50. So if none of this appeals to you or your partner, you can always go back to your smartphone. Remember when I told you about some apps that just might help? Well, there's one called Just a Baby that can hook you up with biological conception partners. That's what they call them. In addition to surrogates, the app works just like Tinder. It's a matching service where you can also find or donate sperm and eggs. Since launching this past February, there have been thousands of downloads by members. Most are in Australia, where the app was created, but membership is growing like crazy here in the United States. Another app that does pretty much the same thing is called Co-Parents. As I've always believed, technology can break down barriers and help start a dialogue, even when it comes to the really sensitive topic of reproduction. But technology can also be dangerous. And while it's always tempting to use the simplicity of one-click shopping, you always want to do your homework, especially when it comes with the emotional and life-changing experience of having a child. And just in case you're wondering, why did I pick this as a podcast topic? Did I go online looking for sperm? The answer is no. I read this article and I was just fascinated about how online shopping has just taken over our lives. And now up to and including conceiving a child. Thanks for listening to this Commando on Demand podcast. If you like what you hear, be sure to share this information with your family members and friends. My podcasts are available on iTunes and in the Google Play Store. But the best way to listen is to get them in the free Commando.com app. Just search for Commando in iTunes or Google Play. Oh, and by the way, would you like to watch my show live or maybe on demand on your schedule? You can if you're a Kim's Club member. Learn more at club.commando.com. And also, as a Kim's Club member, you can even come by and be my guest in the studio next time you're in Phoenix. And to listen to my show wherever you may be all across America, go to commando.com/radio.
Kim Commando is brought to you in part by iDrive. Back up all your devices on just one account. Use promo code Kim for 75% off your first year. iDrive.com. Promo code Kim.